It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Seals and Crofts, Summer Breeze. This is a Taco Tuesday, or maybe a Two for Tuesday for you. But it's August 27th. This is live from the Laughlin Mall. Speak Out 2.0, brought to you every day by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Gene Jeffries Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair. We have Grand Liquidations and the Caring Crew. And those are our sponsors. Today, our guest for the next hour is the new and improved, the remodeling of Chaz Martinez.
Well, thank you, Larry. I like that introduction.
Yeah, because I was telling Chaz, he was sitting outside in the lobby. And when I walk in from the garage, I saw him sitting there and I thought, no, that's not Chaz. Because I couldn't tell by the physique, because there's the window in the background, and so you can't really see well if you've got a physique that you're looking at. And then I got closer, and I went, oh, it is Chaz, yeah. And I told him, I said, I don't recognize your physique, because you've lost
100 pounds.
100 pounds.
Yes.
But you don't recommend that diet.
Well, you know what? Here's you know, nothing happens in God's world by coincidence, and I believe that. And you know, for 2016 and 17, I was going to boot camp. I was on keto. I was drinking that gallon of water. I was doing everything I could to lose weight, and I would fluctuate 10, 15, 20 pounds. And so I went from keto to chemo, and you know, I can laugh at that now,
right?
And
during the time,
right?
Not laughing,
and I also understand that not everybody has the result and the experience I have, so I don't mean to be in any way disrespectful,
right?
But I had that radiation treatment on my throat and the chemo, and I was not able to eat, and I literally did not eat for almost 2 months. I was on certain nutriments, and
IVs, and
my body was just wasting away, and I went off the treatment, and my throat started to heal, and I'm cancer free today.
Yay.
And yeah, that's a really wonderful thing.
It is.
And I'm going to the gym, and I'm working out, and I kayaked down the river twice last week, and so I'm taking this as a blessing. And I have a goal to run a half a marathon. So
really?
Right. I'm looking at this 8K in Kingman at Servox, which is on August 5th, but I think that's a little premature for me. But
well, you can walk it, too.
Right. I could walk it.
I'm going to walk it.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, I'm going to walk it.
Oh, okay.
We'll go together.
There you go.
Yeah.
Jill.
Yeah.
And so I just want to get out there and start living life, and that's what the in every adversity, there's an equal or greater benefit, and the benefit is that I want to live life to the fullest.
No kidding. Kayaking and going to the gym.
Yeah.
And a year ago, you never would have said you'd be doing that.
Well, no. A year ago, I was thinking I was going to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wasn't really thinking that. Those were the sad thoughts in my head. I was always thinking positive.
Right.
And
but it's always there.
But it was always there.
Yeah, because we all know that cancer brings death.
Right.
And we just lost Phyllis Anderson last night.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Phyllis opened up her own little care center for people with cancer. She had wigs and all kinds of stuff.
I remember that.
And she's helped so many people in our community. And about 3 weeks ago at church, Tom Heflin told us that we weren't going to see her coming back. and she's gone into hospice. And Tom and Valerie had went and seen them. He put a picture of the three of them up on Facebook today.
Jeez.
And so Phyllis touched so many people out there with cancer, and it's just strange that it was cancer that took her from us in the end. And, I mean, she was no kid, but at the same time, it's a sad deal. And so you're fortunate. And I see other people that you know,
right.
They've beat it.
And you know, one of the things that I you know, because I wanted to be, I didn't want anybody to think that I wasn't, you know, I want to, you know, I always think about, you know, am I operating from humility? And, but there's some things about being a survivor, and I deal with this in the drug and alcohol, world
yeah.
That I work with and that I'm part of, is that we don't tell enough success stories. And I always use this in my trainings. If Charlie Sheen goes out tonight and he locks himself at the Bel Air Hotel with three Playboy bunnies and cocaine and vodka, I have to watch that on TMZ all week
yeah.
And on every news magazine and on the cover of People magazine when I'm standing in Safeway. But I know I just went to a birthday party last night where fortunate man took a one-year chip celebration for his recovery, and another one took a seven-year. And you know, they're prominent in our community, but because of their because they don't share that success.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. And so, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to convey great successes in healing and in alcohol and drug addiction.
Well, I think Johnson & Johnson's going to be looking for a lot of success stories, too.
Right.
Because they're just paying almost $500 million to one state.
Right.
Because of opioid abuse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so there's another example. I think you know, I'm a believer in, you know, kind of this metaphysical tipping point, as you say, or
born again.
Well, no, not that, but I'm just talking about critical mass when an idea takes thought.
Yeah.
And so I think the positive, the solution of healing and recovery, the more we talk about it, it tips the scale 51% and we
yes.
start to see more improvement. So I think about this with hospitals. You know, I'm here talk about Talus Harbor, Bullhead City Behavioral Hospital, and let's talk about that, because hospitals sometimes in our communities, you know, we're always talking about the negative. We hear about the bad stories
yep.
that somebody happened, and some of them are facts.
Right.
But here's the deal: on a daily basis, people get great care from people in those hospitals. People heal. People have great recovery, and
more
miracles
people,
are happening.
More people in a hospital go out the front door.
Exactly.
Than the back door.
So I think. Changing our language and our conversation to more success rather than complaints is, and I'm not saying it's bad to complain or to bring the negative things to light.
Right.
But I think that for me, as a person in my community, what I want to be able to be is the person that carries the good news about what's going well with hospitals, health care, and in recovery. And that's what I bring to Talus Harbor Bullhead City Hospital.
And that's important because, you know, and of course, social media plays a big role in this when we see all the negative. I mean, we have a rant and rave page. But I don't see a...
I don't know about that page because that's not part
I'm not,
of...
I'm not on it either. But we almost need a Chaz is Positive page.
Well, people follow me because they believe that when they read my Facebook page that they get inspired.
Right.
And, you know, I don't agree with everybody's politics
right.
or religion, but... I don't allow people to have that controversy on my Facebook page, and it's not because I think that what they're doing is inappropriate.
Right.
I just, you don't get to do it on my page.
Right.
That's all.
That's like, I'm not a big favor of the F word on Facebook. I just, I don't know why. I mean, I use it. I'm not on my Facebook.
Yeah.
It's social media. It should be, you know. And I see so many people that they have to use it in their everyday post, you know. And I'm like, guess what?
I know.
We're going to depart
so
friends.
There you go. And so you
everyone
know,
has to have their standards.
But here's a thing. Once I created that kind of environment
right.
on my Facebook page, I can say 99% of the people that participate with me on that page
know what to expect. Yeah.
So I'm a believer that we create our circle of influence.
And you're right. And so your circle of influence, especially on your Facebook page, is positive.
Right. And I'm doing that with the Talus Harbor Facebook page. And you know, I do that with my life. And that doesn't mean that I don't help people that aren't. That I think that might be happening, because I help people all the time that have some troubles in their lives, but I'm there to interact with them so that I can help them seek some opportunities to change.
Right.
And so you know I love things like you know Tony Robbins and Maxwell and all that kind of stuff. I read all that stuff because it inspires me to.
Right.
To the tipping point of using strength-based language, and that's what we call it in behavioral health.
Good.
I'm at a behavioral health hospital, and we promote using strength-based language.
Good. And of course, when you survive cancer, there's like a light bulb that goes on, and all of a sudden, now what am I going to do with my life? I've beat this, and so I've been given a second chance. What am I going to do with my life?
Right. Well, you know, I think I was always a positive person, but when it happened, you know, and I don't mean to throw my – well, here I'm just talking about I don't want your
right.
politics or religion, but now I'm going to throw in some of mine. But you know, and one of the devotional books that I read every day, it talks about a lot of times when we have problems in our life, we manufacture our own misery.
Yep.
But it said when you stop doing that, sometimes misery just comes.
Yeah.
And it says and there were times where I had no strength. I remember I passed out in the shower, and I didn't have enough strength to get up out of the shower. And so I recited this thing that I believed more than what was going on at that moment. And it said, now when problems arise, I cheerfully, and I love that word cheerfully, because let me tell you, when I was laying on the bottom of the shower and I had
no
strength, I had to muster up some cheerfully, and I actually had a little chuckle about it because I was so afraid, and I recited it over and over again. It says, I cheerfully capitalized on the opportunity to see how omnipotent my God is. And those are the kind of things that I recite over and over and over again. And but here's the other thing. I wasn't in this thing like God saved me. I was okay. Guess what? Whatever is the result, I'm going to accept.
Right.
So because you know, there's times in my life where I want to manipulate. God, you know,
yep.
Let me pray, but which really is, let me tell you what to do.
Yeah. Do this for me.
Yes.
Yeah. Or help my wife or help this person or, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Your will be done, not mine means exactly that.
Exactly.
And it doesn't mean I get to design what that will is.
I agree. Let's take a break.
Right.
And we're going to come back and talk all about Talus Hospital. We have an opening day.
Yeah. And healing going on, man.
Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family-owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust. Serving Bullhead City, Arizona. Whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair, the big blue building off of Hancock and the 95, right behind Hobby Lobby, Bullhead City. City.
Grand Liquidations is open to save you money. You save up to 50% and more on everything in the store. Overstocked quality merchandise, furniture, snack foods, toys, bedding, tools, different size barbecues, floor appliances and countertop appliances, plumbing supplies, and more. Stop in today. See the wide selection. You'll be shocked at how much you save throughout the store. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95 in Bullhead City, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew. Now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call. 515-205-8635.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat look like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop. Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
When I get back, we got...
Okay.
Now, yesterday, Sonny Borelli was here, and he yelled at me for the mellow music, but, hey...
He didn't like Sarah's smile.
No, he didn't, so he yelled at me for it. So I put on Beach Boys. But this is Sarah Smile, and this is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you every day by the Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Barron's Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, the Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Perkins Family Restaurant. When you're in those businesses, tell them you listen to the show and you're glad they bring it to you. And we're talking with Chaz Martinez from Talus Harbor. Now, the hospital has a name that's a foot long.
Yeah.
It's Talus
Harbor.
I thought Western Arizona Regional Medical Center was
Talus
big.
Talus Harbor Behavioral Hospital.
Behavioral Hospital.
We know it's at Bullhead City.
Yeah. Okay. So what's going to be called for short? Chaz's Place?
Well, there you go. Well, I'll try to create an acronym, but Warm C, that just kind of rolls off your tongue. But,
I know.
You know, THBHC, BGH.
You got to play with that.
Yeah, I'm going to figure that one out.
So I have a flyer here.
You do?
That says grand opening. You're invited to the Talus Harbor at Bullhead City Behavioral Hospital and the Bullhead Area Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting October 1st, 4 to 6. Yay!
Man,
now, have you been waiting for this or what?
Oh my God, they broke ground on July 11, 2018, and I would drive out there every day and think, oh my God, are they going to put windows in that thing? And you know, oh my gosh.
Did you have an office next door in the Sunridge for a while?
Well, because of Ron Stewart, we had a little spot that we could set up there. But mostly, I'm working from home.
Oh yeah.
So kind of a virtual office.
And how many employees have been hired? Just the two of you so far?
No. Right now, there's Amy Evers, who is our CNO, and myself, and we just hired Roger, who is our plant operations manager.
Okay.
So he just started this week, and so one of the things that we've been doing the last 2 weeks is interviewing.
Ah.
And let me tell you, I have been surprised, because I tried to explain to the people that that are part of Talus Harbor Healthcare, who live in places like Seattle and Denver and Atlanta.
Right.
sometimes the difficulty it is in hiring people that are required to have a master's and license degrees and certification of
certain things. Because we're Bullhead City.
Right, we're a rural area, and we share that. We share what many rural areas often have challenges.
And we've had many people leave River Valley, Mojave, Laughlin, Needles, and go get their master's, but they don't come back here.
Right,
they go work somewhere else.
They go work somewhere else.
Because a master's, if you get a master's degree, you know you're going to be making some money, and so you might want to go live in Phoenix or Vegas or Southern California or Idaho, or Donette McReynolds is living
in some
foreign country. Her sister, who is a doctor, a pediatric physician, emergency room physician, she's in Texas, you know. So, yeah. And so some people aren't like Sean Hammond. They don't come back and stay here locally and run, you know, in his case,
right,
three casinos.
Right, the good old, the homeboy success story. But,
well, and Rudy at the city,
exactly.
Rudy Vera,
Rudy
is a Mojave High School graduate. But so many people, we get people that get their you know, associates and get their master's degree and everything else, but the majority of them leave here.
Well, good. I want to report some good news.
Okay. You found some?
we have been getting the most incredible resumes and inquiries for our nurses position, our LPNs, our psychiatric nurses, and our admissions clerks, our clerical, our coordinator of care, our case managers. We have been getting I don't want to go, make the whole show about, a Tony Robbins show, but the positive energy that I want to put toward our hiring, I have seen such great response come, and so Amy and I have been very happy.
Good.
And we have a psychiatrist, and we have a medical doctor, we have a therapist, we have LPNs that are all staged, and we've been interviewing, and then we make the offers next week.
Okay.
So we're getting that all set up.
Right.
And then we will go through the week of the 24th with the, they'll be on board, and then as we are doing the grand opening, we're going to be setting up to do scenarios. Because we want to start practicing every scenario that would happen within a hospital.
Right, right.
And Amy is very competent, and she'll be setting all of that up.
Well, and as you think about scenarios, you might want to reach out to Mojave Community College and get some of their students to come in and role play.
Well, we went and we visited June and Kingman, the head of the nursing program.
Okay.
And so we're already in talks and works with them. And so that's been positive, just like you said.
Yeah.
And
then there's the River Theaters group, you know.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we could have those kind of scenarios. But, you know, we're working together with the fire department, Forrest. I just went blank on Forrest's name, last name. He's captain, and he's on our
Chief.
He's chief, right.
He's a division chief in emergency medical services.
Right, and so he's been really a great asset to us. In fact,
It's Forrest Taylor.
Forrest Taylor, you're right. Yeah. So here's what we got. We got Autumn from the Boys and Girls Club. We have Forrest from the fire department. We have Julie Hassett.
Okay.
And we have Sean Hammond.
Oh, okay.
And Dr. Zari.
Dr. Zuri.
So all five of those are on our advisory board.
Great.
And so we'll introduce them in our newsletter that's coming out the 1st of August.
Excellent.
And we're glad to have them aboard because we really want to have, members of our community that could.
So, again, your board is Autumn, Forrest, Sean, Dr. Zuri.
And Julie.
Okay, right. So those five.
And that's our advisory board.
Advisory board. Why don't you real quickly recap who they are? for our listeners that might not know.
Well, Julie Hassett, owner of Desert Lawn,
right,
a funeral home, and she is, you know, she is, she's probably our number one cultural representative
for our
area.
Yeah.
And so,
because she brings the community concerts to our town.
Right, and she'd already talked to me because we're a secure psychiatric acute hospital, and so we have one room that's called the reflection room. So if any of our patients would need a quiet time, and so she's very interested in music therapy.
Oh.
So we've talked about how she can possibly, you know, be the point person for that.
Right.
And and I'm setting up a meeting because one of the things that I'd like to do is May is Mental Health Month.
Okay.
And so every year I've done something. When I was with Southwest Behavioral, we did a lot of great things with Catholic Charities and the Homeless Coalition. And so I'd like for Talus Harbor to be the catalyst for a big mental health event in May.
Okay.
And of course, I would love for Sean Hammond, because he's just an expert in community events.
Oh yeah.
To steer me in the right direction with that.
And he will.
And yeah. And Autumn as well, because the Boys and Girls Club now is a great foundation for the Walk Away from Drugs event in October. So,
right.
So I have some people that will really help us, with the community. And then, of course, Forest, it really is going to be a great attribute to our safety committee.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And so he'll work with our plants operations manager. Dr. Zuri,
yeah.
He had that great youth program.
Yes, he did.
And so we're looking for
tri-state leadership and entrepreneur and tri-state leadership and leadership and
It was an amazing program. And I remember last year when he came to me and he just said this was an idea he had. Literally, I was sitting in Starbucks and he was telling me about this idea.
Yeah, I know.
And it's funny because I just met with him for coffee last week and he said to me, remember when you were asking me all these questions? And I was asking him all these questions. And he was like, I didn't know any of the answers. But he had a vision, and he got some people together, and they did such a wonderful program, and they really connected some wonderful youth in our community.
Leadership and internship.
Leadership and internship. So we really want
to look it up on my phone.
So at Talus Harbor Hospital really wants to be
a part of that,
and so having Dr. Zeri on the. On our advisory board is a good thing.
Yep.
And so we're looking forward to developing that. And then, of course, the grand opening on October 1st.
Yeah.
I got all excited about, I have a food coming from D'Angelo's, and I went to Party Pizzazz and saw Cindy and got chairs and tables. And K-Brook is going to bring his saxophone out and serenade us while we have dinner. And, I'm asking a lot of dignitaries to come.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, I should have stormed the room yesterday when Sonny was here, but I'll have another opportunity. Of course, I want Hilde Angus to be part of it because, she's she's great when it comes to healthcare, and she's, a key point in our district, so I would love for her to be part of the proclamation.
Yep. And it's a Tuesday, so there shouldn't be a Board of Supervisors meeting.
So, right. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that, and we're going to give tours. And if you look on that flyer, also there is an organization called Resilient Health.
Okay.
Resilient Health does art therapy in our county.
Right, they do. They've been on my show.
Oh, and so they do. I went into their gallery and they do some wonderful artwork.
Yeah.
So I want them to do an art exhibit in our lobby of hospital, and I'd like for them to showcase their artist. And I want to bring the connection of people doing constructive things to heal.
Right. Yep, and that's what they do at the art therapy. So. We're going to talk more about that right after this.
Okay, thank you.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew. Now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call. 515-205-8635.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingland. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest in payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
Sometimes, all you need is a new look. Come find it at Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. Indulge with hair treatments and luxury skincare products exclusive only to Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. They're known for awesome hair days, long lashes, and sexy, smooth skin. Let Laughlin's most experienced and talented technicians take care of your style so you don't have to. Jean Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Casino and Resort. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. We're here every weekday, and we're here because of our great sponsors like Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Jean Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, and the Caring Crew. And today we're visiting with Chaz Martinez. And if you have any questions for Chaz, it's 702-298-1063. And he'll take any of your questions and answer them for you. Chatting off the air, we talk about everything with Chaz and I. We've known each other forever. But there's so much good going on in mental and physical health in Mojave County.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm in Kingman once a week, and they're adding on to KRMC. You know, I hear good things are going to happen with the River Gardens rehab that was on Silver Creek Road. They closed that and moved everything to the Legacy, but they've been working on some big things happening there. And so for our town, because and everybody knows I'm broadcast from Laughlin, but I live in Bullhead. For our town in Bullhead City, and actually, I shouldn't just say our town, because when you think about some of the services that are unique, like your hospital, you're going to be catering to everybody throughout Mojave County and Laughlin and Needles.
Right. We will be the economic zone, and we will handle, transfers from anywhere that need our services.
And when you first came in today, when we were talking before we started, you mentioned something about the first 20 patients.
Right. So
this is going to be amazing, listeners. You need to listen to this.
Right. So part of getting our certification to operate as a hospital, there is a requirement that we handle 20 patients, and we don't charge for those 20 patients. The 20 patients come in within that month, first month, and that gives us an opportunity for our RNs and our doctors and our psychiatrists and case managers and therapists to operate and people will come in and they will give us an accounting and check our medical records and our treatment plans, and they want to make sure that we're getting it correct, and also give us good suggestions if there needs to be revisions.
Okay.
And of course, Amy Evers, our chief nursing officer, will be in charge of all that. So that's going to be a big job.
Yeah.
But we're looking forward to that because that's one more part of the puzzle for completion to start serving the community totally.
Right. But so, the first 20 patients are there for free. They receive the same care as somebody who's going to come in and pay
absolutely.
After a couple of weeks. But basically, they're there for free. This is required by Arizona Department of Health Services, DHS, and they'll be there for free. Now, if someone's listening out there and they think, well, you know, I've got this family member that could really use this type of facility.
So want to contact
you got to wait a little bit.
Right.
But, you know, go up there. And Vanessa's going to be on next month. And when Vanessa's here, you can call in, too, or you can call Chaz and talk to him about getting somebody in there for the first 20 because it's free, which is amazing in healthcare.
Right. So yeah. So how it works for anybody actually to utilize our hospital service? We're a secure 24 hours geriatric behavioral health psychiatric acute hospital. And
right.
why that
That's
is
a mouthful.
So, yeah, it is. But why it's so unique. And you know, many people know me from the community for working with Southwest for 9 years, which was a wonderful time in my life, and I got to learn a lot. Now, one of the things that happens when somebody's in a mental health issues crisis, and they're older, they're more likely to also have some type of physical ailments.
Right.
So if they end up going to, let's say, an ER, the ER might say, we don't have a psychiatric ward, and we're going to have to send you to Phoenix.
Right.
We're going to have to send you to Las Vegas. If they go to a psychiatric facility and they have something that's flared up, maybe their diabetes or something because of, you know, their age, that psychiatric facility is going to say, we can't take you because we don't handle physical ailments.
Right.
So we're a 24-bed hospital that would be able to accommodate both those things. We'll have a medical doctor and a psych.
And the only one in Mojave County.
The only one. Yeah. There's not that many in the United States. In fact, Tala Harbor Healthcare is getting ready to use this model and open up one in Vegas, one in Phoenix, one in Buckeye, one in Atlanta, and one in Alabama. So we are kind of the template for this idea.
And Talus is not a small organization.
Talus Harbor Healthcare is a model for these new type of behavioral health hospitals. So we feel very proud to be managed by them.
Right.
So we're looking forward to that. But that's the uniqueness of the hospital, and where we're getting our greatest kudos are from the CEOs of the other hospital. We just talked with, you know, Mike Singer and Mike Patterson and
Feliciano.
Feliciano, yeah. Over at Valley View, because one of the headaches they have is people with these what we call comorbidities, you know, both things going on,
right.
And they come to their ER and they don't know where to send them. They have a problem sending them. And another thing is if somebody is in that situation and they're having a mental crisis and they get sent to Phoenix.
Yeah.
Part of their great part of their treatment is their family.
Yeah. Now and they're 300 miles away.
Now their family is exactly 300 miles away. So we want to make sure that that's an element of safety for them.
Right.
So we're real proud to bring this to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And but how it's going to work that first year is our patients will come as a transfer and recommended by the ERs.
Okay.
So it won't be just somebody walking in.
Right, right.
So at the ER, they'll be required to have a medical exam, and then they'll get processed to us.
Okay.
And with that, we'll have a stay of from 7 to 14 days, so they get stabilized.
Right.
And then we're working with other community agencies so that their post-treatment is prepared.
Right.
So are they seeing counseling? Are they going to
physical therapy?
Are they going to if they're having drug and alcohol issues, and they might be having some type of mental crisis? Once they get stabilized, are they going to be our therapist is a LISIC, which is drug and alcohol
right.
counselor. Is he going to set them up to go to Marina Point for 28 days?
Right.
We also met with Nancy Bongio from Legacy, and we're looking forward to the Catholic Charities homeless shelter.
Yep.
And so we are in, we're going to be taking private insurance and Medicare, but we want to get set up so we are qualified to take access.
Right.
And so so we want to work with the homeless shelter.
A lot of hoops to jump through.
Right. So a lot of hoops to go right through. And yeah. Let me tell you, it's a learning process. But Larry, I'm so proud to be on your show and to let our community know that this is available.
Well, and it's going to be a major part of our community, especially when you, like you said, the Havasu Hospital, the Needles Hospital, Valley View, WARMC, KRMC, they don't have the facility to do this. And so to send those people to Talus Harbor makes sense. I would rather have somebody in Kingman have to drive to Bullhead than have to drive to Phoenix.
Exactly.
And make that trip. You know, you can come to Bullhead and you can see the person. You can leave and go have some lunch or whatever, come across the mall and then go back and see him again or whatever the case may be. So I think the proximity of it is perfect.
Right.
And, of course, for Talus, it's right next door to their own facility. So you're going to be able to gain a lot of support from...
And we'll be working close with Terrace Health Mobile Crisis. So they're an organization run by Tom,
right.
who used to run TASC.
Yep.
And so now law enforcement, it works well with them in mental health crisis. And then they go to the emergency rooms and they do an assessment.
Right.
Because maybe some of these people might end up going to the KRU in Kingman at 1301 Beale Street, which belongs to Southwest Behavioral Health, or to the South
right.
unit, which belongs to Mojave Mental Health. And so we've worked with Don and we've worked with Ashley and we're working with Tom. So what I want Talus Harbor to be known for is that we want to work well with all the hospitals,
right?
The staff, other behavioral health agencies, and whether it's a crisis unit, whether it's West Care, whether it's Mojave Mental Health. So, what I've learned over the years that many times we don't always work together,
right? But I think that.
And that is changing.
That's changing. And it started, I mean, when we broke the ground, and I say we because I'm a chamber ambassador, was there when they did a little shovel.
Right.
And everybody was there. There was the CEO of WARMC, the CEO
right.
from Valley View. They were all a part of that.
Absolutely.
Because it's going to benefit the whole community. Are you going to be at the Integrated Health Symposium?
Absolutely.
You're going to have a table there?
I think we're all set up there. And Amy Evers is going to actually be a presenter. So.
Yes, Amy. I asked Amy to be a presenter for that. And that's coming up September 7th at 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at MCC in Bullhead City. And it's free. It's an integrated health symposium bringing mental health, physical health, and substance abuse together, which is almost a definition of Talus Harbor.
Absolutely.
Right.
So there you go. And yep. So we've got Talus Harbor is going to be part of a lot of community events. We have the Integrated Health Fair over at MCC
yep.
on the 6th. We have the Mega Mixer that we want to go to and
yep.
make sure we get the word out about the grand opening on the 14th. We have Recovery Day in
the park. Yep.
And so we're looking forward to all that stuff.
You're going to be really busy.
You know what? I know one person for sure that leaves me in the dust when it comes to busy, and that's Larry Tuniforce.
Oh, well, that's beside the point. But you're going to be a busy man with all these events in the hospital.
Well, so. I'm very proud to be busy providing a service that gives people some hope and help. and health.
And at the symposium, they can get more information on Talus. You'll have flyers and whatnot.
I'll have the brochures going to print this week. And I'm working with the marketing, the swag and the brochures. And I've got hats and shirts coming for staff. And
good. Yeah, so you're busy.
It's a busy day.
I know. And I'm so proud of you because you come out of the cancer, but now you're going to the gym, you're canoeing,
yes.
And you just said you wanted to run a half marathon, and you and I are going to go to Kingman for the...
Absolutely, yeah. For the walk.
We'll walk
on the 6th.
Yeah. I challenged Mike Brock up at Legacy. He's going to walk that, too. So,
good.
Yeah, so the three of us, I'll drive you up there, and we'll walk it together.
Absolutely. It's a deal. And, I think that's one of the things that I've always known you. I mean, well, sometimes we talk about our circle of influence. Who inspires you to be a better person and do the best thing for our community?
Everybody has somebody out there that inspires them.
Right.
Yep. Okay. So, Chaz, we're out of time.
Listen, if anybody has any questions, they can call 928-299-5178, and that will go directly to a... I want to make sure I got that because that's a brand new number. 928-299-5178, and they can get some more information about Tala Harbor.
Okay. All right. And then you're set to open October 1st.
October 1st. And we want everybody, all you listeners, tell your friends, family, come out. We want you to be there.
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
On a Tuesday, October the 1st, and come out and walk through and get a nice
831
tour.
Landon Drive.
Yeah, you can't miss it. It's brand new.
Brand spanking new.
Thank you, Chaz.
Thank you, Larry.
You've seen the building on Silver Creek Road for years, but what do they do at the Legacy Rehab and Care Center? They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy, and an expert nursing staff who will help you successfully transition home after a hospital stay. The Legacy is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs in a home-like environment. Stop by and check them out. The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, under new management, locally owned and operated.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Meet Walter.
Hey, Doc, got my prescription ready?
Walter saves money at the pharmacy.
Here you go, Walter.
Oh, don't forget my Co-op Connections card.
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. You can save up to 85% on prescriptions at over 60,000 pharmacies nationwide.
Walter, your Co-op Connections card just saved you 40%.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Walter and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest and payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row, larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
This year, shop at the Laughlin Outlet Center for back to school. Get the latest looks and hottest styles from over 40 stores and outlets while saving as much as 70% off regular retail. I know. Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center on Casino Drive in Laughlin.
Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center. It's
peaceful value inside.
We're back on Speak Out 2.0. Every day in the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, where, of course, you can get breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and then you can take a pie home, or some muffins, or some cookies, or brownies. It's all good food. Legacy Rehab and Care Center on Silver Creek Road. We've had Mike on the show a couple times, and they do physical therapy. If you need to go into a facility, you can always do that. And then at the same point in time, they do speech therapy and occupational therapy. And then if you have a family member that might need a skilled nursing facility, they have that also. Then we have Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. We're in the Riverside Casino on the second floor, where you can get your hair cut. You can get it colored. You can get it tinted. You can get a pedicure, a body wax, a massage. So it's Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where, of course, you get the co-op connection card. And tomorrow, Thursday, we have Zen coming in. And Zen's going to tell us all about the tree program coming up. But if you want a co-op connection card to save money everywhere, all over town, stop by their offices on Hancock Road. Just walk in and say, I need a co-op connection card, and they'll hand it right to you, and it's yours for free. Barron's Pest Solutions. If you have bugs or spiders or scorpions or termites or bees, maybe you got ants, maybe you got grasshoppers, and you want them gone, call Barron's. They will come out and spray. They're not there no more. They're gone. Okay, it's very simple. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive right now the Palisade. It's the biggest SUV they've ever made. It's the size of a Tahoe. And even with the third row and even with the bells and whistles, you can't pay more than $60,000 for it. If you need a bigger car for your family, go check it out at Swanee's in Kingman. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, of course they can fix your transmissions in the name, but they also do AC work. They do tune-ups. They do oil changes. They do brakes. They do everything. So go up and see Joe and Jeff right behind Hobby Lobby. They're going to be on the show next month. Right behind Hobby Lobby, the two blue buildings. Grand Liquidations, everybody's been in there. And every time that someone goes in, they talk about, oh, my God, there's a wide variety of stuff in there. It's almost like a thrift store because they got so much different stuff. But it's big box items. It's items where somebody bought too much of it. And they get it at low prices. And so check out Grand Liquidations, Highway 95 between Circle K and the Ford dealership. The Caring Crew. They serve you in your home. They go grocery shopping for you, pick up your medications, get the mail, you know, whatever you need. And they'll come in and take care of you in your house. Give them a call, the Caring Crew. It's that simple. All right, it's time for community calendar. We got about 1 minute here. Can you believe that? The 11th Annual Food Drive is coming up, sponsored by H&R Block. It starts on the 4th of next month, and there's places all over town where you can donate food at the Salvation Army, at the Praise Chapel. Those are the places that benefit from this. Westcare, St. Vincent de Paul. They all benefit from this food drive. So you're going to see their boxes all over town. So when you do, just stop and throw a couple items in there, would you? They would love that. We got a ribbon coming up on the 29th. It's at Montessori Preparatory Academy. That's put on by the Chamber. Any questions, call the Chamber. Next Friday is the Laughlin Chamber Networking Breakfast at the Chamber, 8:30. You heard Jackie talking about it last week. Call the Laughlin Chamber if you want to go, 702-298-2214. That's going to can it for the...
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.